One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We're quickly on to the man, the boy, the legend, Conor Bradley. I mean, let's do it.
A star is born, Dan.
I nearly did it two or three times already. Like, I said it earlier, I tweeted it earlier, and like, this is Conor Bradley's world. We're all just living in it, essentially, at this point. Like, what a performance. Like, again, we've seen glimpses, we've seen cameos, we've seen starts in more recent weeks whereby you go, okay, this kid looks like he's got absolutely everything. And we touched on it in the Umber earlier on. It was like, yeah, but this is another, it should have been another step up in class in terms of what he's coming up against. It should have been another challenge. And now he's looking over his shoulder. He's seeing Trent Alexander-Arnold back fit, probably available for tonight, you'd say. But Conor Bradley's got the nod again. Whether Trent could have played 90 is a different story. But Conor Bradley's been given that trust, that willingness from Klopp to say, no, I'm still backing you. You're the hot hand. Let's do it. And he has repaid that faith and some, because I'm struggling. We spoke earlier on about how brilliant Liverpool were all round. I don't remember many all-round performances quite as good as this. And listen, that might be an overreaction because we're 15 minutes removed from absolute twatting Chelsea 4-1. But honestly, like, from a defensive standpoint, from an attacking standpoint, it was just immaculate, absolutely immaculate. We spoke about his anticipation on the weekend, but there was a moment tonight whereby he goes one-on-one with Mudryk. And, you know, you can say what you want about Mudryk, but he's an attacking winger who tries to go past people. Conor Bradley has none of it. Just steps in front of him. Doesn't no, not it. A chance. And as to the quality, he gets two assists, the second of which is just ridiculous. The goal is right out the top drawer. Yeah. Like, that's a finish of, like, a seasoned veteran striker.
We've seen Fowler buried him like that.
Not a 20-year-old right-back just making his way. It's as performances go, Errol, it's up there with the best I've seen for a while.
Yeah, it was. It was flawless. It was an absolutely flawless performance, and that young lad should be so proud of him, his family, everybody, the backroom staff, everybody that helped get him to where he was tonight should be really proud of the impact that they've had in that young boy's life, because ultimately, he said in himself, he's living the dream, and he's, you know, one of the select few lucky people that ever get this close, this far, to break out of an academy at any level, to make it into a Premier League side. That's been hard yards, blood, sweat and tears. That's pure grit and pure determination. And you know you might think the hardest part is getting in and breaking in. No, nailing it down and keeping it is going to be the hardest part now for him. And he's got the potential, and it looks like he's got the appetite to want to keep it, because there is a place that it's become available. And again, it's not necessarily a here and now situation, but we spoke briefly on it on the weekend, whereby, you know, a new manager is going to want to come in these next couple of months on an audition, because we know what the evolution of Trent should look like. But does the manager that come in go, right, well, I've seen so-and-so that plays over there that I want to come in and be my right back if Trent goes? No, the manager should want to think, I can use you.
Yeah.
There's something in you. And not just because you'll do and, you know, we'll use you as a backup. No, I can use you because you've got it. Mm-hmm. And he has got that it factor for me, because it's the tenacity, it's the reading of the game, it's the energy that he brings in. And of course, a young lad should have those energy levels, but it's just how complete and in control and composed he looks. Some of the touches that he gets, because he, you know, or whoever's on that right hand side for us, offering us that width, always receives a lot of big sweeping diagonal balls, and some of they're accurate, but you've still got to kill them dead to make something happen thereafter.
Often under pressure as well. Yeah.
And more often than not, instant control and instant straight away front foot. This is what we need to do now to get us going. And he's got that in abundance. And it's that wanton desire to really cause other teams problems, because it's like having two wingers. For his goal especially, he gets it just after the halfway line. So there is acres of space to run into. But at that moment in time, it's Sterling's job to go back with him. Sterling's not slow. He's not a slug. But he didn't want any of it.
No.
He didn't want any of it. But Bradley just left him for dead. And it was just telling. And that's a seasoned, experienced Raheem Sterling that's been there, done it, won it all, apart from the Champions League. So it's just like, from that perspective, you've got to sit there and look at it and think, do you know what? Respectfully, there's a young lad in Conor Bradley at the moment that has got the world at his feet, because he has got the potential to go on to do magnificent things. It's just how we harness that ability now and how we find the moments from between now and the end of the season to give him the best opportunities on the pitch to continue to deliver. Because I think it was Steve saying, everything that he's done right now has been a net positive to this team. Yeah. Every time he's been called upon, he's not let cop down. You said that then he's repaid him and then some. Yeah. It's about continuing that now and not getting too carried away with stuff. And he doesn't seem to strike me. He doesn't seem like he's got that personality in him at the moment. It's again just harnessing all of those qualities, because we've seen players come through and you're like, I'd just refine this, or I'd tweak that and I'd tweak that. But for the fullback game, like you said, that performance today was flawless. But he hasn't put the foot wrong since coming in. So it's like, who does he have to be? Does he have to be up against Mbappe before he starts looking at his level?
Or the level
we think he should, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, he's playing ahead of his years, and I know he's being really hyperbolic. Mbappe's the best winger, but there's got to be wingers out there that you think,
he shut down Martinelli in that cameo in the FA Cup.
Him and Beck, was it? Oh, who's the other one?
Beck, come on, I can't remember Beck.
No, it was the other young lad.
McConnell played the other day.
No, it wasn't McConnell. I think it might have been Beck then.
It was the two of them.
They both come in and done a job, didn't they?
Bobby Clark came on.
But they both shut it down. And again, he was a part of that. And you know, Sterling, tricky customer. I thought if that was going to be, especially after that first run where he was in for, if there's going to be any trouble, it's going to be down that side, because they should think that there's confidence. Oh, he's only, who's Bradley type of vibe. And footballers have got that ego. That's what gets them so far in the game. Do you know what I mean? You've got to have a little bit of ego and self-belief. Yeah. But Bradley just took a soul. Literally just took a soul, man. It was scary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It was fine. I said it earlier on, like, he epitomised everything that was good about Liverpool today, that feral, that relentlessness, the quality to go with it as well. But as ever, I asked our Discord for their Man the Match. I say that, I actually said, do I need to ask for Man the Match, everyone? And unsurprisingly, a lot of them went with Conor Bradley.
Do you know what is mad as well? I know this is a really big statement and I could be way off the mark, but I genuinely think that might be one of Klopp's proudest like moments as manager. To where everything's come to and to giving somebody else another chance just before he's about to dip out and then see that young lad now just grab it with both hands. They're the wins as a manager that he, do you know what I mean? Like if I think I know Klopp as well as I'd like to hope, they're the little wins there where he probably thinks, go on, lad.
Tell that with the actions to the goal as well, but you're right, especially when he does have Trent back, because it's almost a vindication or a justification of his decision. Not that he needs that, by the way, because he doesn't. He can sense he do what he wants. He could play Luis Diaz in goal against Arsenal. I'd be like, okay, it's rascal, but yeah, let's go see what happens. But like, you're right, because he could have easily gone with Trent, even if there were question marks about him doing 19 and he shifts Joe Gomez over and he brings Robert on. But no, Conor Bradley's been brilliant, so let's go with Conor Bradley. And I wouldn't have done, I'll be honest. I was one of the ones saying, oh, this is a little bit risky. But I was wrong. He was fucking superb.
And when you're deep it now, you think to yourself, I remember a couple of years ago, Trent was the one. Obviously, there was a couple of us on the fringes, but like there must have been on an interview with Klopp at the time, and he's been like, I'd love an 11 of Scousers. I'd love it. And it's not like we've got an 11 of Scousers, but if he leaves us where there's Bicetic, Curtis Jones, Bradley, Trent, Kelleher,
you've got Clark in the round, you've got McConnell's, you've got Harvey Elliott.
Joe, so there's
Quanta,
yeah. There's seven or eight players arguably there that he, mission accomplished almost. I've brought seven players from your academy. It's taken 8 years, but there are now seven players that have come out of your academy that are the standard of Jurgen Klopp. And I breed world-class football players. If it was like a racehorse and you're the jockey in the trainer, you breed world-class horses.
Yeah.
Klopp's now turned seven or eight kids from in and around Merseyside over the last 7 and 8 years into world-class prospects.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is hyperbolic in me saying that at this moment in time.
Not on the evidence we've seen.
And if you was to then take that away on the evidence and say, wow, they're the things that I think from him, the intangibles that he probably thinks, you know what, you can spend all the money in the world, you can have all the budgets in the world, but if I got to do that year in, year out, that's why I got into management.
He's a football man, isn't he? And he's often spoke about doing it our way and doing it a different way, and that's been in the transfer market at times as well. But I do think we're seeing the fruit of the labour in terms of the academy this season, especially. Like, it's been one of the many highlights of this season so far for me. And just a few people, of course, give us Conor Bradley. Howdy, it's David. Drunken Fumble. Abe says it's just Bradley. Ashley Frith says only one Conor Bradley. John P says no, we don't. We all know. M's Bradley. Why ask a question, George? You know the answer to from Hitching Baz. Yeah, nice. Tom Little says Macca should win the second Man the Match award because he doesn't stand a chance at Man the Match. No, you're right. This John P. Stevie Wonder saw who Man the Match was. That's nice. Cam Macca again, the non Conor Bradley Man the Match. I quite like that. Sad. Cool. Conor Bradley, boss. Super. Well done, my mate. Let's move on then. Unfortunately, we have to. Ibu Kanate. We didn't even number Conor Bradley after all that. 10? Is that a 10? It's a 10. First 10. The first time I'm happy to give as well, by the way. Never been happy, but you know what?
There's performances. As far as performances go,
I don't think it gets much better.
From a performance, it doesn't. You know, you're playing a right back, bro. You've just scored a goal and you've provided two assists and a 4-1 win over Chelsea, who are historically the fucking...
We're moving on.
Come on, bro.
It's a 10.
What are we doing out here? If we can't be fans and give players 10s, man, come on, that's our job.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.